You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
92.3 The Fan looking for a winner. Enter the code word HERO, H-E-R-O, HERO, at 92.3thefan.com before 1 o'clock for your chance to win a four-pack of combo meals from Mr. HERO. Mr. HERO is celebrating their 60th anniversary with a waffle doodle celebration. So right now, get any waffle doodle for only $4.25. Try the chicken and bacon, the Nashville hot, the BLTE. You can order in-store or online at MrHERO.com. Again, HERO at 92.3thefan.com before 1 o'clock.
Oh, you're making me hungry. All right, let's start this hour off on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We bring in Joel Corey, former NFL agent, now calling CBS Sports Home. And we want to talk a little bit of Browns and NFL in general with him. Hi, Joel. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
We are doing good. We are counting down the days, man. I can't believe first full practice is on the 23rd, so we're like 12 days away from that. I'm ready for football season to start right now. But, Joel, as you look at Cleveland from a couple miles away, and I tell you we got four quarterbacks that are going to be fighting for the job, what do you think?
Well, Vegas set the over-under at 5.5 wins, so that sounds like a team which will be battling for last place. I'm interested to see if there's an injury around the league at quarterback, and then presumably one of the two veterans would get traded. I would think Kenny Pickett. It wouldn't surprise me if you kept all four quarterbacks. I do remember in Bill Belichick's first year, he kept four quarterbacks for one reason. He didn't want to part with some guy that was a sixth-round pick named Tom Brady.
That worked out.
So are you saying we have the next Tom Brady on our roster? That would make me happy. I'd be good with that.
Yeah, well, good luck with getting the repeat of Tom Brady.
The situation here with Deshaun Watson obviously puts the team in a tough financial situation, Joel. Is there anything they can do, in your estimation, other than just bite the bullet on this and pay the guy for the next 2 years, have him on your roster, and then move on?
Yeah, that's really about all you can do. He's going to be on PUP because of the injury last year, so he's not eligible for IR. Here's the problem. If you don't do another restructure, they have a dummy voiding year for 2030, so it's set up that way. You're going to have $53.747 million of dead money when the 5 years are up going into that next league year. If you do a maximum restructure next year, you're going to add $35.76 million of dead money because you'll be pushing that amount of cap room into future years, which would bring the total dead money to $89.507 million. You'd probably try to manipulate it working with him so you could take it over 2 years for post-June 1 designation, but there aren't any good options with this contract.
It doesn't make us feel any better on that. You know, one of the things when we talk about when it comes to the Browns is the wide receiving situation. And, you know, do they have enough wide receivers? I guess first we got to ask yourself, do they have someone to get them the ball? But, you know, you've got a story out there right now about Terry McLaurin on CBS Sports. And I can tell you that Jeff and I were like, when we read it, we were like, can we get him to the Browns? So what happens with Terry McLaurin?
I think eventually a deal gets done, or they have him play it out and contemplate a franchise tag of over $30 million next year. They're not trading him for one reason. They're in win-now mode. They don't have anyone who can replace him as the number one receiver. You don't. It's too late. There's no. You can't get a draft pick to come in to be your guy for the future. So he's either going to play out his contract. I expect they get a new deal done. I'm just curious to see whether he's going to hold out and incur a $50,000 per day fine, or hold in to avoid the fine and do nothing until they work out a new deal. I expect it to get done at some point before the start of the regular season.
Joel, there's some wide receiver questions for the Browns. We'll just leave it at that. There are also some wide receivers who are out there who probably will have teams eventually and may be of interest to a team that might need somebody. You know, you still have Keenan Allen out there, Amari Cooper's out there, DJ Chark. There are some guys. If you're an agent right now and you're representing one of those guys, what's your game plan?
Well, sometimes the game plan is I try to get something done right before the draft. If the team is going to make a commitment, I have a certain role. If not, I wait to see where other teams put draft receivers. Then if I'm a vet, an older vet like Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen, I don't want to go through an off-season workout program. I don't really want to go through the first part of training camp. So I'm going to wait and sign, see if they're injured, see how other teams feel about their receiver position, then sign sometime middle of August on. And I know how to get ready for the start of the regular season and go from there. That's what you do for the older guys. So that's what sometimes the older guys, that's the philosophy they'll take. Believe it or not, I once had a guy that was an older vet. I had to slow down a deal and throw roadblocks in it because it could have been done, but he was like, I don't want to go in for another 2 weeks. One of the weirdest situations I had to deal with as an agent.
Did the team think you were blowing them off or trying to play hardball or what?
Yeah, they thought I was trying to play hardball. They didn't know what I was doing. I told the player that there's a risk that you could turn them off with this, and he was like, that's okay. There'll be another team.
Wow.
We eventually got it done, but that's sometimes the mindset of older vets.
If you're an agent and you're looking at the Browns, are you calling them and trying to sell them one of these wide receivers?
I'm looking at the opportunity. I'm keeping in touch with the Browns. I go, hey, well, you've got one guy, Jerry Jeudy, and we don't know about Cedric Tillman. So, yeah, but then you're looking at it, who's throwing me the football? So that's another key component. I'm trying to evaluate all my options, but I'm not removing the Browns from the mix. The interesting thing is the Browns already know what Amari Cooper may or may not have left, and they did get rid of him last year.
Yeah.
I look at this and I'm still just trying to figure out. I know you're talking about the wide receivers, and I'm going back on the quarterback thing here too. And then I'm trying to figure out where Kevin Stefanski stands. He is in a bizarre position as a head coach because, you know, as you said in the beginning, you know, what are they looking at? 5.5 wins. That's what Vegas thinks on this team. So if they get to 5.5, is that good for Kevin or is that bad for Kevin? Because you're looking down the road. It's still the NFL. If you don't get many wins, you know, people are looking for turnover. What kind of ground do you think Kevin Stefanski is standing on in a weird transition year for this team?
Somewhat shaky ground. One of the best things you didn't understand why was you auctioned off the number two pick so you could get another first round pick next year. Next year's quarterback class is supposed to be a lot better than this one. So you would have draft capital to move up if you surprise people and are better than expected. But at the same time, if you keep four quarterbacks, I assume at some point you're going to have to play Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders just to see what you have in those guys and whether they might be something you have on a go-forward basis. So Joe Flacco, I assume, will start the season under center. I don't expect him to end the season under center.
Were you surprised when they drafted Sanders?
Well, at some point, there become guys that start sliding where their value is too good to pass up, and you take the best player available, and that seems to be the case there. His is one of the most bizarre draft slides I've ever seen. I don't know where he would have gone if the whole pre-draft process had gone differently for him in terms of him treating it like any other quarterback, but I suspect that he wouldn't have been drafted the same place he was in actuality.
Joel, just being on the other side of this thing, does it just feel like a Browns move when they took him? If you're representing somebody, you'd be like, that's just what the Browns do. They do things that you just would never expect them to do. Or most teams. You wouldn't expect most teams to do.
No, I understand the move. The thing is, if you thought there was a chance you would draft two quarterbacks, then you really didn't need to trade for Kenny Pickett. That's where the whole thing is. I do remember a year when the Commanders took RG3 with the second overall pick. It then turned around three rounds later and drafted Kirk Cousins. So you never know.
And Kirk's still making money, even though he's not happy.
Isn't he, though? Joel Corey is joining us from CBS Sports, former agent for NFL players and NBA guys as well. Joel, what you said earlier, the Browns need to find out what they have in Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. What do you think they have in those guys?
I don't know. Quarterback can be a crapshoot. I'll use the 49ers as an example of that. They thought they had their guy when they moved up to draft Trey Lance. That didn't work out. A year later, the last pick in the draft, they find their guy in Brock Purdy. So you never know. What a lot of people think is the greatest quarterback of all time, sixth-round pick. The guy that a lot of people previously thought was the greatest quarterback of all time, Joe Montana, third-round pick.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joel, you just started talking about there for a second. I wanted to get your opinion because I just heard where you're going with that with Kirk Cousins. You know, he said, you know, leaving the Vikings was a mistake and he felt misled. Is that fair? And what does a team really owe someone after they sign him as a free agent? You know, they take Penix and you're like, what were they thinking? You know?
Yeah, he's not the most sympathetic figure because of how well he's played the contract game. But I have a different view than most people. Most people don't think the team owes him anything, but he's in free agency trying to evaluate his options. He's not necessarily going to ask the agent, are you drafting a quarterback with your top 10 pick? The conversations may have been, and they started at the combine, which were, we're looking for a home where he can probably end his career or have more stability than he'd have if he resigned with Minnesota. Are you that type of team? No expectation that you're going to use a top 10 pick on a quarterback. Any other round, fair game. or it could have been the Falcons represented to him that you could be the missing piece to us getting to the playoffs, and our other offseason moves, if we get you, will be geared towards winning the NFC South. No expectation that you're going to take a quarterback with a top 10 pick. They didn't inform him that they were even thinking about that till it was on the clock. So I understand why he would feel misled. I would say lied. And as a former agent, I would be looking to turn the tables or give them a dose of their own medicine, not necessarily with this particular player, but down the road. It would, that type of actions or inactions or not being as candid as they could have been would erode the trust between me and that particular team. And as an agent, I used to take note of situations around the league, and that would get my radar up, or I'd have my eyes wide open to where if that happened to somebody else, it could happen to my clients, and I would have to proceed in a different manner than if I didn't have that type of information or seen it happen someplace else.
Joel, I also want to ask you about something else, because you wrote about this too with the, you know, the story that broke from Pablo Torre finds out, and the whole collusion thing, and how, you know, the Browns kind of set the world on fire by guaranteeing money to Deshaun Watson. And now, you know, we've got this collusion grievance. Like, give me the agent's perspective, because I know if I'm a quarterback in Baltimore and I saw what was going on after Deshaun Watson's contract was guaranteed, and I would not have been real happy if I was Lamar.
He actually fought the best fight of anyone. And one of the interesting things in that 61-page decision was he was apparently offered two shorter-term fully guaranteed contracts by Eric DaCosta, the Ravens GM, that he turned down for some reason or another. But if I'm an agent or a player, I'm not happy that they concealed this decision, because I would want to know and have more complete information so that I could potentially weaponize the decision. I don't understand why Lloyd Howell would want to keep it quiet. I understand why the league would. The pressure of it being released has led to the NFLPA finally appealing the decision. It's going to be a 3-member appeals panel. Ordinarily, if there wasn't an agreement to pause the time for an appeal, which would have been 10 days, then we wouldn't have an appeal right now, but we'll see how things go. But if I'm a player, I'm questioning my union leadership for this, the potential or appearance of conflict of interest with him having a consulting gig with a private equity firm that has ties to the NFL. His first red flag to me was when he didn't have any real pushback initially to the NFL going public about wanting the 18th game. His first statement should have been, under no circumstance will there be an 18th game, just from a negotiating or leverage standpoint. But his first position was, okay, seems like that's okay. And that would make me now, with everything coming up, I'm a player, wonder if we have a Manchurian candidate as our union leader.
Wow. That's interesting. So does this open the floodgates then for guaranteed contracts? Is this going to open the door moving forward?
No, absolutely not. After the Deshaun Watson contract, I don't think a team is going to want to do it. Cousins in 2018 got one. Then the next quarterbacks afterwards did not immediately. Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, door closed. Kyler Murray was never getting one because that's a cash-poor team. He couldn't even get a signing bonus paid in a lump sum. Seems like from what I read, Russell Wilson initially wanted one, change of ownership. Put a stymie to that, and then the new owner not wanting to rock the boat, putting into that one. Lamar fought the best fight, but ultimately he couldn't get one. I think that door is closed. One thing I think you need to help open the door is there's this weird, archaic funding rule in the CBA where you essentially have to put in escrow the amount of fully guaranteed money in future years. Owners aren't going to tie up a ton of money in escrow for multiple fully guaranteed contracts. You get rid of that first, and then maybe you have a chance. But after how Deshaun Watson hasn't worked out, you're going to have a quarterback play it out and go through the franchise tag game most likely to get one.
Interesting. Joel, thank you. We appreciate your perspective. Great stuff. Make sure you're checking them out at CBSSports.com. You're getting an agent's take on all kinds of great stuff there. Thank you, Joel. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. I just want to, I know we were talking about some other stuff. We'll get back to that in a minute. I just, you know, you and I are sitting around here trying to figure this thing out. And Fox 8 had a story out earlier this morning talking about how a Cuyahoga County judge denied the Browns motion, to dismiss a case filed against them by the city of Cleveland, and also declined a request to put the case on hold. Lauren Moore is the judge in this case and ruled on the case early this morning. So the city sued the Browns in January. Again, I'm reading this as the follow-up to Fox 8. Give them all the credit because they did a ton of work on this thing for today. So the city of Cleveland sued the Browns in January, saying the team is restricted from moving due to the Modell law. However, last month, the state legislature reworked the Modell law, saying the teams can move as long as they don't leave the state of Ohio. So, like, okay, so where are we at on that? If the state already said the law is, and is that law being contested too? Is this part of the contesting the state making the move? Like, this all seems very red tape-ish. How's that sound? Is that the right way to put it?
It sounds silly and accurate all at the same time. I keep wondering. I think I know what the end game is for the city of Cleveland. My thought is almost, well, be careful what you wish for. Does the city really want the team to stay in the old stadium? And is the city really ready to pour $500 million into renovations at the old place? What if they keep winning on all of this stuff, are they really ready to pour $500 million into the old place?
Does the city have $500 million to put into the stadium?
If they do, I think maybe we start the conversation. They keep legal things going, Andy, to try to block this thing. And the judge, you know, said, "Hey, this is it looks like the Browns have actually planned this, and it's not as silly as this all sounds. They've planned it. It's not just something that's going to happen." And that's part of this. You know, the lease is up and they've already planned it and it's not spontaneous, whatever. And the Browns, when the lease is up, are allowed to go. But the Modell law says if you're going to leave the city, blah, 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 you've got to put the team up for sale, right? Something like
that.
Well,
you have to give a bona fide. I think you've got to give someone the opportunity to buy the team.
Yeah.
Something like it's along those lines. Just reading along with the story too, it's, you know, the Browns asked to wait until there's a federal case here too, but since that case is on hold indefinitely, the judge dismissed that and said it was moot. Okay,
so I get that. The judge says the Browns will not fulfill their contractual duties with the city.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
I think that has something to do with when the lease expires. There's some periods of time that have to go by. I'll be honest, I don't know completely. But to me, when your lease ends, your lease ends. And though you may have some obligations to do some certain things, your lease is up. Andy, you rent a house. Your lease is up. You're allowed to move.
Yeah. I always thought that.
If your landlord says, you know, I'm going to fix it up and I'm going to pay for it, well, you still don't have to stay. You're allowed to move. And it's weird. I understand the Browns wanting the type of facility they want.
Mm-hmm.
I understand them not wanting it in downtown Cleveland. I understand that. Now, could you want it in downtown Cleveland? Sure, you could.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. And I get that. And I say that as a guy who comes to Cleveland every day for work, loves the city of Cleveland, but also I don't come down to the city of Cleveland for a whole lot other than work. And the big, big majority of the population base in Northeast Ohio does not live in the city of Cleveland. And it's probably just as easy to get to Brook Park, if not easier for a lot of people. So I understand the Browns want to put it somewhere else, and other teams don't have their teams in downtown. I just keep going back to this. The city just keeps fighting like crazy about this, and they keep trying to throw up these roadblocks.
Maybe the county has some money hidden somewhere where they want to pay for all this
stuff.
But maybe that's why they're so adamant about wanting to keep it downtown.
What if the Browns suddenly said, you know what? Okay, we're done. Go ahead, renovate the old place. then what's the city going to do?
Well,
are they going to pour a half a billion dollars into the stadium? And then are they going to do it again 15 years later when a outdated facility will need renovated again and again and again? And they keep talking about, well, the stadium is going to be a key part of lakefront development. Yeah, that we've had a stadium sitting there for almost 100 years, Andy. Where's the lakefront development around the stadium?
Rock Hall's there, Jeff. That's it.
Yeah, well.
The Science Center's there.
And they're great facilities. That's really cool. But the stadium seems to get in the way of lakefront development. And you know, Chris Ronayne has filed something about traffic and a nightmare and everything else about he's predicting major traffic headaches around the airport once the Browns play in Brook Park. Okay, well, maybe they'll figure that all out.
Wait, can I ask a question? Are there major traffic headaches around the stadium currently?
I'm thinking about air travel and if you have to catch a flight and everything else.
Well, I got to catch a flight to Burke, man. I got big problems on game day.
When's the last time you flew out of Burke?
Okay. Never.
The Fox 8 I team has learned that Brook Park's applied for about $80 million in state money for road projects. So maybe they're able to figure some things out
there. They already had to redo part of the... Daryl's made this really clear, and it makes sense, folks. And this is just common sense little thing, right? If you're on 480 heading westbound to the airport, notice the lane as you change up to the right to get onto 71 and try to get to the lane that gets you to the airport. Like the sign, I think, is underneath the berm off on the side. It's super confusing, and I can't believe that the governing bodies behind the infrastructure of our freeway system can say that that's right. Everyone knows this, right? Anytime you've ever driven to the airport from the east side to the west side, you know that lane to 71, the inside lane that kind of hooks you back over to the airport, is super goofy. And there's just no way that seems like that logically, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So they're already in, and that's just a part of the things that need to be fixed out there. But they know that those roads are already going to be fixed. They have to already. They've already committed to that, to the airport already. So now you're ahead of the game for being able to have traffic flow around the airport. I don't know. Maybe they need individual lanes into the airport. I'm sure that's super expensive, and I don't know where that would go if it would happen on game day. I don't know. I don't know how that plays out. But when I looked at the map today and I was looking on Cleveland.com, and, you know, it says, you know, the county is all up in arms. They want to know why, or they want, you know, some kind of survey to know what this is going to do for traffic on game days. I saw four ways to get into that stadium. That was what I saw on the map. I saw four different directions that you can come into to get to that stadium on a game day. Now, I'll be honest. I remember trying to go out to, and Dan and I, for the International Card Show, that's what it was. Like, I was trying to get into the IX Center. Super hard to get into that thing when you've got a major crowd. It's really, really hard to get in there. And by the way, the IX Center is going to end up being isn't going to be the IX Center anymore. So I do understand what the county's saying about, you know, traffic issues out there. I get it, and it seems like it's going to be easier to get into this new dome than it is to be able to get into the current stadium on game day. Just think about it. There's no way to come in from the north. You can't, unless you got a boat that can have wheels on it and you can drive in. That'd be great. You'd have no traffic getting in. And maybe they may start using those duck boats they have in Boston. Maybe that's the answer to the whole thing. Go buy some duck boats.
I just keep wondering. The city's fighting like crazy to keep the Browns in the stadium. I just wonder, do they really want to spend that kind of money? Do they really want that stadium there? Do they really think it's the best thing for the city of Cleveland, or are they just like picking a fight? And I'm curious to see where it goes. I would love to see everybody get on the same page and move ahead with the dome. And I'm sure that's what the Browns are thinking right now. Move ahead with this thing. They've acquired the land. They're putting together the money. And it's a huge investment in our region by private investors. There are public tax dollars involved as well. But this is the type of project that can change an area, and it's weird to me that there's been so much animosity on both sides, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like the argument that I get from most people about the dome is The argument is the team isn't good enough to have a dome. That, like, it is the most ridiculous thing that that football has nothing to do with the building that they want to build that they would play professional football in. That'd be the primary tenet. There's other things going on there. And maybe that's right. Look, hey, I gotta be honest. If I owned the arena, I don't know that I'm thrilled because I think there's probably some concerts going. But they're going to lose some concerts, or they'll lose some shows, or they'll lose some stuff out to there. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes on this stuff. I just know that I've lived here for all but, you know, a couple years of my life, and part of that life was in Columbus, and a little bit of that life was in Montana. I am super proud of the people of this city. But, man, when it comes to our leaders, there are times I just want to bash my head against the wall because I don't know if they're doing things for the good of the people or if they're doing things for the good of their own political career. And I know we're not the only city in America that's like that. But just once, I would love to hear someone go, you know what, this is really what's best for all the people, or the majority of the people that we can help out, and we can help out and do what's best for the greater good. Like, I don't, like, Jeff, you've said it 1,000 times. Can we see the line of people willing to put $1 billion into our economy? Can we see it, private individual?
Several billion.
And I'm just saying $1 billion to start.
Let's see. There's Dan Gilbert. Let's see. There's the Haslams.
Yeah. We're just looking at it from a sports perspective. There are
I'm sure there are others, but yeah. Name them.
Who's Cleveland doing that? Clinic, who's
University
helping
Hospitals,
us out?
Big, but those are businesses.
Even if you don't like the Haslams, there's a part of me that's a little kid that sees this stuff, and I see. I don't want to go on this tangent, but I think about all the times that we were growing up here in Northeast Ohio, and there were so many people laid off left and right, and I mean, forget about the hut hike part of this. I look at it and I see jobs. I see an area where there will be jobs out by the airport. I see an area where there'll be more jobs down by the lakefront. I see opportunity for not the richest of the rich, but I see the middle class and that sector of our society that has an opportunity to keep working and keep making the city great and keep being what we are, why we are what we are, and giving folks the opportunity to continue to build and have jobs, especially for the, it's insane to me. I hate going backwards. I hate the red tape part of this whole thing. And I wonder if folks listening are even sick of it too, because I am. I'm sick of talking about it. Let's move forward. Can we move forward? Hey, city, move forward. Do something great with the lakefront. Do something great. Cuyahoga County, do something great with the lakefront. And by the way, that major project is still in Cuyahoga County. Why is it seems to be so blind on the whole argument? Like, I just don't know how the county is even involved in any of this stuff. It's still in the county. Help me. I just don't understand. So can we please kind of move forward and stop with the red tape and stop with the lawsuits? Do the courts not have anything else to argue better than this thing right now?
Apparently not.
All right, Nick Shook's going to join us next from NFL.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.